All right, welcome everyone. Let me see how this microphone, how this sound's working. It's been a while since I've been in this chair here. 3 weeks. I spent almost 3 weeks to the day. I actually left on Wednesday 3 weeks ago, and today is Wednesday. I got back from Kansas City, Kansas. Let me know with a smiley face how everything sounds. I know it's a little weird having a different setup over there in Kansas City. I was only able to do one show because of all kinds of computer and technical glitches and all kinds of things. Thank you very much. It does feel good to be behind this microphone with my headsets on and the mixer and just everything back the way it was. I do have equipment out there in Kansas City, and I do want to go back and do a lot of things over there. There's a lot of technical glitches that still need to be worked out. No, I didn't click my heels, Sean. And I'm not in Kansas anymore, Dorothy. It was Kansas City, Kansas. There is two Kansas cities. They're more or less twin cities. One's on the Missouri side and the other's on the Kansas side. I happen to be on the Kansas side. I didn't encounter any tornadoes or anything like that, but yes, there's no place like home. Exactly. Carry On Our Wayward Son. I think that's going to be my next song, maybe, if I can get it. That's by the group Kansas. Carry On Our Wayward Son. I wanted to do some things. I actually went out there for, well, a couple of reasons, to set up a network out there for some people. And I want to also set up another network. I want to be able to build an internet radio network out there. I think there's, I don't know, like almost a million people in the residing area, all as far as the city and all of the residing suburbs and stuff like that. I think there's like a million people. That would that'd be a good thing to have a internet radio network out there. I've been trying for a couple of years now with some other people around this area. There's about 300,000 people within a 30-mile radius of where I am here at home, but I'm not seeming to get much help from a lot of people around here to build a network, build a listening audience. Eventually, like most of us, or like a lot of us out here, I want to build a big enough network to be able to get some advertisers and supporters, because I still have that chance to get on the FM radio out there in Southern California. They called me when I was down there in Kansas, and they still want to get me on, and I still want to get on. So, anyways, I don't know if I got that song, so I'm probably going to search it up on YouTube. I hope everything is still working in working condition. I do have to sign into my YouTube channel, it seems. So, not sure what went on there, but anyways, I'll get that song right up. It was the first one that came up when I typed in Kansas, so that's pretty good. And I'm back after that Kansas song, Carry On, Wayward Son. A lot of synchronicity, Sean. I don't know. You know, I for the long time, I didn't really believe in coincidences or synchronicities or anything like that. But I've talked to too many people over the, well, it's been 3 years now that I've been doing this, two and a half on. First it was MSI, then it was, now it's PIR. The first was my video network, Truth Broadcast Network. Just talked to too many people that say that whatever happens is supposed to happen. It was supposed to have been that a little over 6 years ago now, right around Christmas 2008, that I looked into college. I wanted to go back to school. I'd taken care of my dad the last 10 years of his life, and he died in August of 2008. And I got my first computer a week or so before Christmas 2009, or 8, I'm sorry. I started to look into, just after the new year, in January, I started to look into college. I got this bug in my butt about going back and furthering my education. And I don't know what it was. I just had this itch. Don't really know what it was. Couldn't tell you. Maybe it was synchronicity. Maybe it was supposed to have happened. But it did. And a lot of people have heard this story. I did go back into college, I think the start of February 2009. And I finished my first block of classes, my first set of 9-week classes. And I was in my second set of 9-week classes. I believe right around that time also is when Alex Jones came out with that movie, The Obama Deception. I never heard of Alex Jones until I heard a commercial. I was listening to the American radio show host, Rush Limbaugh. I was a diehard conservative, probably because my parents were, both of them, diehard Republicans. Red-blooded diehard Republicans. And I was too. I was listening to Rush Limbaugh, and Alex Jones had actually paid for a commercial on Rush Limbaugh's show. He was talking about this Obama deception, a movie that he'd just come out with. And he said, Infowars.com. Go check it out. And I was there. I think he had run that movie for free, that documentary. And I watched it. And a lot of things got put into place. But I still hadn't come to the realization that the left and the right side of the political spectrum were working in tandem, working in a concerted effort to bring us to where we are now. It actually took me listening to Alex Jones for another month. And right around that time, I had started my second set of 9-week classes. And one of them was critical thinking class. We were starting to learn about rhetorical devices, rhetoric, fallacies, all that good stuff. I think I was in the second day of that particular class, and Alex Jones was talking about two political pundits bickering back and forth like they do. He popped up and said the word, "That's a straw man argument." And I knew what that was because we had just started to learn about that. That was one of the first ones we learned about, was the straw man argument. And I had to go search that YouTube clip up, and there it was right in front of my face. The practical application of logical fallacies. They're used in media. I know a lot of people have heard this already, but it still needs to be hammered. A lot of people don't realize how they're being deceived, how they're being manipulated, and how they're being messed with. I still want to do, and I still have a laptop. I'm still capable of going live on the radio, although Linux needs a lot of work, but I still have Windows 7 partitioned off on this with a SAM broadcaster on it. And I can take this to just about anywhere that has a Wi-Fi. Oh, no, that's okay, Sean. I was just babbling on. But, yeah, I can go to a library or some sort of a town hall or something and do a live show. And I still want to do that. I still want to build a network around my area to let people know how they're being messed with by the mainstream media. Because as a lot of us know, the American audience is one of the worst out there as far as not being able to recognize how they're being deceived by the media. I think if a lot of people could see what a lot of us see the deceptions, if a lot of people could recognize the rhetorical devices the way a lot of us do, I think they would be turning their TVs off and turning their FM radios off and doing a lot of research like a lot of us have. That's basically most of what I've been doing for, well, these last 6 years. No, I'm sorry. It's been 7 years. Right at 7 years now, yeah. I've been researching. I mean, within a few weeks. But if anybody has any requests, I think I will put one of my new favorite songs on until I do gather my thoughts and talk about some more things. Or heck, if anybody wants to join me, they're welcome to. Most everybody has my Skype. Or for the American audience, those who might possibly be listening, I'm not sure. My Skype number is, hang on, I gotta find that out. I've forgotten already. I got it somewhere. I might have to call it. Oh well, I'll figure that out later. But, yeah, give me a shout if you want. Talk about anything. Be right back in a few minutes, everyone. And I'm back for a little bit more. Not sure how long I'm gonna be able to hold out. I've kind of gotten myself on a different schedule since I've been out there. I do have to say one thing. 2 days before I left, I received a CPAP machine. It's a breathing machine that people people use at night that have sleep apnea. I've had sleep apnea for, I don't know, how many years now. I did a sleep study maybe, I don't know, 10 to 12 years ago. And the doctor told me I had sleep apnea then. And I don't know whether it was just my failure to act on what the information was, or maybe it was the lack of knowledge on what he was actually talking about, or maybe even a combination of both. But about 6 weeks ago, maybe even seven, I can't remember now, it's been a while now, but I went and had another sleep study. And this sleep study more than likely revealed that the sleep apnea was worse or just as bad as what it was a dozen years or so ago. I had gained a lot more knowledge in those years, so I really understood what the doctor was telling me, what was actually going on, and what was happening to me. It was a female doctor this time. She's from Sweden, I believe. I can't remember her name now, but I got her card somewhere. But Dr. Inga, that's her name. But apparently, the test I did a little less than 2 months ago, I was getting an average of 54 episodes per hour. So that was nearly one every minute. My breathing was stopped, and I was gasping for air for most of the night, for many, many years. And it always bugged me why I never had any energy during the day for a long, long time, many, many years. Well, apparently this was it. The CPAP machine has probably done the trick. It's more or less changed my life. Evidently that little machine has a little bit of intrusiveness to it, but it sends out data to the cell towers all over the country. And after the first 2 weeks of having the machine every night, my episodes, my sleep apnea episodes have gone down to an average of 2.5, from 54 per hour down to 2.5 per hour. And I have got a lot of energy during the day. I've normally, in the last 3 weeks since I've had this machine, I've had it like, 23 days. And in the last 3 weeks, anyways, I've been getting up like anywhere between 6:30 and 7 in the morning and going to bed at a decent hour, 10 or 10:30, somewhere in there. And I don't really get as tired as I used to during the day. There would even be a lot of days I would take naps. But I would suggest if anyone out there, anywhere in this world, thinks that they have sleep apnea, go get a sleep study. Go get it tested. Because I can assure you, it has changed my life. I have a lot more stamina, a lot more energy, doing a lot more things. The 3 weeks I was out there, actually about 2.5 weeks I was out there, after about 2 days, I got a membership at a local little gym over there. It's a 24-hour gym, so they've got all the treadmills and the stationary bikes and all that good stuff. And after, well, for the 2.5 weeks I was out there, 5 days a week, I went to do some exercise. So I have a membership out here too, so I'm going to continue that. Going to continue at least 5, if not 6 days a week to do some exercise. That's only going to help also. So, unless anyone has a request, some type of a song they would like to hear, I'm just going to put something else on. Another favorite of mine. Just pop me the name of the song in there. You don't really have to grab the YouTube or anything. Just give me the artist name and the name of the song, and I'll play it. We'll be right back here in a couple minutes, everyone. And I think Nick has already gone there. He messaged me on Skype and said, sorry, I can't stay up and listen anymore. Dead dog tired. But anyways, I typed a message back to him there and said, don't worry about it. But yeah, the last thing he did say in the chat there, keep telling them about the critical thinking and some folks will get it. Start finding their own solutions. I do need to say a few things about that. It was very, very disheartening the moment I did go search that YouTube video up and realize that that was the straw man attack that Alex Jones was talking about, sitting right there in front of me, whatever color you want to call it, black and white, or doesn't really matter. That moment, it did occur to me that, as I mentioned earlier, there was a practical application staring me right in the face for rhetoric, for logical fallacies. Before that time, I had been in critical thinking class for just a couple of days, and I'm sitting here wondering to myself, okay, I see all these lists of fallacies that we're going to be learning about and reading about and being tested about, but no, what the hell is all this? I mean, what's this going to be used for? I mean, is it going to be like algebra? I took Algebra 1 and Algebra 2 in high school, and I still haven't used it yet. I mean, so what's going on here? I thought this to myself. Then I heard Alex Jones talk about it, and it was just like a download. It was just like a light going off in my head. I said, wow, right there. There it is, the practical application for rhetorical devices, rhetoric. I didn't really understand what it was used for, what it would be used for, until I seen it. And I studied them hard. I studied them more than I studied any other classes, either in college or school, high school, middle school. And I did get the best grade of any class in my life in critical thinking class. There's a possibility of getting 1,000 points in a college curriculum class, and I got 981 points. It wasn't a perfect score, but it was the best score I'd ever gotten. And I enjoyed the class, and I enjoyed all of my journalistic studies. And I went on to finish off the associate's degree in journalism. And I started the bachelor's degree in business communications, which was just the extending on of the journalistic classes. And I got into about, the third or fourth block of classes, and I decided to take a little hiatus, and I wanted to put this information to use. I think by that time, it was rolling around to the second election of 2012, and Barack Obama had just gotten elected again. So I decided to, do something about it. I had always heard Alex Jones, he would say, why is everybody saying, why isn't somebody doing something about this? Why isn't somebody doing something about this? And then he would say something like, well, you're somebody. And that hit me too. I am somebody. I can do something about this. And believe it or not, every voice helps. Alex Jones has always said for a long, long time, he wants to replicate himself, what he's doing. It's better to have, tens of thousands of voices out there on the internet radio than just a few of them. The more voices there are out there on the internet radio, the more these people that are in control are really going to wonder what it's going to take to shut us up. Why aren't we shutting up? Well, I don't know about a lot of people out there doing this, but I just don't have fear for them anymore. I know a lot of times I'll say something like, I don't know, maybe I'm not smart enough to fear them. I just don't know what the reason is. But I do know the reason, and you're right, Sean, we just have to keep going on. We just have to keep plugging, because we really can't afford a hot revolution, a physical revolution. We have to have, as you said earlier there again, Sean, we have to have a global, peaceful revolution. And I believe it would happen if people realized how much they're being messed with, how much they're being deceived by the mainstream, how much they're being deceived by the government, how much they're being deceived by the entire system. So that's going to lead me into another really good song. Maybe two of them. That's what I'll do. Be right back here in a few minutes, everyone. Whoops. Sorry, something happened there. But I'm just going to go ahead and make this the last song here also. It is another revolutionary type song, so. I hope it comes up anyways. This is Scorpions, Wind of Change. Take care, everyone. I'm out for the night. This has been Cats Look Ball on PeopleInternetRadio.com. I'm Stephen Roberts. Good night, everyone. Huh, okay. It seems that song is missing somewhere in my files, so I'll just do it this way. I know I do want to play that song to end, so I'll just put it on, just get it up on YouTube until I can find it or see what happened to it. Good night, everyone.